History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today, our guest host is Grace Buckman.
I'm Grace Buckman, and today we're chatting with Dr. Karen Liddell, a beautiful woman of God and a licensed clinical pastoral counsellor, author, and international speaker. We met only a few weeks ago, and it has been such a blessing and an honour to get to know you. And I'm really looking forward to having you on History Makers as well, Karen.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
First of all, I would absolutely love for you to tell me a bit about yourself. Where were you born and raised?
So that part's really easy. I was born and raised in California, Central California. And that's where I spent the first 21 years of my life before starting on the adventure of world travel, moving to Japan, etc.
And for you, did you grow up or were you surrounded by lots of family, lots of friends, or do you find that you moved around a lot as a kid?
As a kid, we did move around a lot, but we did have a lot of family until my parents divorced. We had all the wonderful Christmases and Thanksgivings with the cousins and all the aunts and uncles, and that part of it was pretty ideal.
And tell me then, if we move along further in your life, what's your testimony? How did you come to know Jesus?
Yes, so originally, you know, my dad was a pastor, and so we were raised in the church. But when I was about 8 years old, I really felt the call of Jesus on my life. I really wanted to go up, and so I was, at that time I believed, I was baptized, it was wonderful, and I just felt it for weeks. I kept wanting to go up every single time, and my mom would remind me, you can sit down, you're saved already. But unfortunately, my parents did get divorced, and they fell away from the ministry, and we actually were raised in a very secular lifestyle. In fact, I went so far away, I got involved in what I called white witchcraft, trying to help people through witchcraft, through being a psychic healer, through tarot cards, and everything that you can think of. And unfortunately, it got to the point where every decision I made brought me into deeper and deeper despair, to the point where I was divorced with three young kids, was struggling in all areas of my life. But then eventually, I actually had an abortion. And the abortion was so devastating to me, it actually made me really open to hearing God's voice. And shortly after that time, a pastor gave me a Bible. And when I opened this Bible, I felt like God was speaking to me. He was speaking to me through the page. I knew that every single word on that page was for me. It was about me. It was to help me. It was to show me that everything I had been looking for through witchcraft and through men was actually in Him. And I felt so filled up with His love. I've continued to read His Bible every day since, and to just know how much He loves me.
I really think we do, especially in the New Age movement or a lot of that often people can end up getting into with witchcraft. I really think we see that people are searching, they're hungry for something, but so often it is hungry or pointing them, moving them towards the wrong thing, everything that is against God. And it's so sad to see how many people are truly deceived in what they're into. Did you ever have any indication that maybe this wasn't the way, this wasn't the truth, or what did that look like for you as you were in the midst of that trial or that season?
It did. I had the most horrifying, terrifying experience that at least that I could imagine. During this time, I was doing psychic readings for people and telling them all kinds of things, whatever demons were telling me. And a friend and I had an experience where we were astral traveling together. And that's where you rise out of your body, or that's the experience we had, and go up and can go anywhere you want in the world. And while we were up out of our bodies, instantly a demonic just horrifying, horrible face rushed at us from out of the darkness. And it was like, it was so terrifying. I can see it today. Its claws were out, its teeth were bared. It was coming for us. And in that instant, I also saw a very large, beautiful angel just swing its sword and like nothing cast the demon away. And her and I both came out of it the same moment. We looked at each other, we grabbed each other, we said, "Did you see that?" And we both had seen it. And from that point on, I just knew that this was a doorway I had opened and I wanted to close it, and I didn't want anything to do with it ever again. But I still didn't know who was. I was so desperately searching for spiritual experiences and a spiritual connection. That's why I got into that world.
And I suppose you said earlier as well, you, well, not having grown up in church or giving your life to Jesus early on, do you think you always had that in your mind and eventually you came back to that, or was it really just that pastor that was a bit of a coincidence, a God coincidence?
Yeah, right, a God coincidence.
Him and that Bible, what did that look like for you in terms of coming back to faith and knowing and seeing Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life?
Yeah, because the problem was, is I really hadn't had that strong teaching. I was so young when I was saved, and I thank God that I was, because, you know, he says he will bring the work he starts in us, he will complete it, and I believe that's what he did with me. I think I was very confused that there is one way. And I was wrapped up in, you know, like, yes, Jesus is God, but there's all these avenues that you can experience him with and you can get to. And he uses this as a tool. There are all kinds of ways people twist the truth. So mm-hmm. because Satan doesn't care what you worship as long as it's not God. Yeah. And so for me, having that abortion was broke me so much that it created the opening that God needed to send the person at the right time to put the book in my hands so that he could get in my mind and show me this is what true supernatural experiences are. This is what true love is. This is a true power here. It's not from these little demonic beings that are trying to whisper into your mind and get you to believe all these false things. This is the truth.
Yeah. So it sounds like it was quite a radical conversion for you then, that when you did meet Jesus and sounds like your life completely was turned around. What did it look like for you once you had come back to faith? Sounded like you're getting in the Word, you're surrounded by good people. What did that journey look like for you post coming back to faith and growing?
It completely changed everything for me. I really fell in love with the Word of God, and that began to guide me, my decisions. I began to understand, like, oh, okay, there is actual true instructions for life. I also began raising my children in the church and in the Word, and all of my children accepted Jesus, six of them. And not to mention that, eventually God led me into Bible school. Then he began to speak into my life about Christian counseling and writing and teaching the Word. So I went then to Bible college, and after that I finished my PhD in clinical Christian counseling. He's led me to write. He's led me to just touch people's lives, because whenever I'm talking, eventually something's going to be coming out about him, or I'm going to be saying a Bible verse. I just feel like he gave me such a joy.
And that is such a perfect segue into your ministry, because I know we spoke about this a few days ago, but tell me about your ministry, what you're doing in terms of work and the books that you have as well.
So there's a variety of things I do. The main one is counseling and coaching. So one-on-one, helping people who are struggling with depression or spiritual conflict or marriage and family. But I also am heavily involved in my church, and just reaching people through Bible study, through interim preaching. I'm also getting involved with some organizations to do some mission work. Right now I'm involved with YWAM. Wow. And the main focus of whether I'm speaking or whether I'm at a church preaching or whether I'm doing ministry is to meet people wherever they are and help them to see Jesus as real, alive, as the way, and what are the benefits? You know, God, I do not believe God is asking us to suffer through this life. I believe the word of God when he says, the devil is the one who comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I'm the one who's come to give you life, and it's abundant. And so I really feel like that's kind of my mission, to help people connect with Jesus where they're at in a real way and have real and practical change. So one of the things he had me do was to study neuroplasticity and just the ways our brain learns trauma, which means it can unlearn trauma. And then we can replace that with patterns of thinking. Like the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, forgetting all the former things, looking forward to what lies ahead, thinking, praying, and always with gratitude. These are all ways he showed me in the Bible that we can retrain our brain. We can take our thoughts captive. So my first book is called Brain Retrain, the How to Renew Your Mind Guide. And I not only share in more depth my story, and there's so much more that of course we don't have time to cover, but also specific instructions of how you can use the methods I use to help thousands of people, how you can use it at home, how you can have some control over your own mental health and physical health and spiritual health. The next book I created was a gratitude journal to help people have a tool, because there is so much research that what the Bible says is true, surprise, surprise, that if we are focusing on gratitude and thankfulness, that rewires your brain so that your reticular activating system, right, begins to notice more things in your life to be grateful for. It turns out it actually rewires your brain for love. And the alternative happens when you're focused on the negative and you're thinking about how bad things are. Guess what? That actually damages your brain and rewires you to feel worse. So I have a couple more books after that coming out. They're in the works. One is If Then, which is all the promises there. I found 300 promises in the Bible of if you do this, God says, I'll then do that. And then I'm also writing a book about what does it mean to prosper? I mean, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially. And it's called Brain Retrain to Prosper.
Amen. And I know, like you said before, there's so much more that we could talk about. Even for me a few days ago, getting to hear more about your ministry and the Brain Retrain method, I'm sure we could have a conversation for hours and hours and hours. So if people are interested in hearing more about you, more about your ministry, tell us a bit about what people can do to see and hear more about you. Where can they find your books? What website can they go to?
Absolutely. So they are on Amazon, and they're also on my website, which is thebrainretrain.com. I also have a YouTube channel. You can link to the YouTube channel through my website, but it's the Dr. Karen Liddell YouTube channel. And of course, you can find the Brain Retrain on Instagram as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Well, I would definitely recommend anyone who's interested in hearing more about Karen and her ministry, the Brain Retrain method, all about transforming your mind, taking your thoughts captive. I know I've certainly been blessed by it, and I know you will too. So appreciate you so much coming on History Makers today. Look forward to hearing more about your ministry, seeing the different books that you have as well. So God bless you and what you're doing, and I reckon you're a history maker.
Thank you so much, Grace. God bless you.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.